When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah! BT and Sal back on the fan. BT's about to break out some karaoke right now.
I love Tina. All right, so a lot of people need to know, Sal. I got a question for you here. Yeah. Did you find the tree? Did you get the Christmas tree, buddy?
It's funny you should ask that.
Because I got a text from you implying that you did not, but I don't know how resourceful you were after the text that you sent me, buddy.
So who's the guy that said, oh, no problemo, go right down in town, there's a spot open. So I called in before my SNY show yesterday at 5:30. I'm like, yeah, I need to get a Christmas tree. What time are you guys open till? Oh, sorry, we close at 6. Close at 6? It's Christmas season! My show starts at 6. I don't even get home till 8 o'clock. Close at 6.
Sounds like a no, by the way, so you don't have it yet.
I do.
Oh, you got one. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Mitchell in Fort Lee just dropped it off at my house.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He offered yesterday. He heard us talking about it. He said, Sal, I'll get you the tree if you want.
No way.
I said, Mitch, you really don't have to. Come on. I'll go get the tree myself. I really appreciate it, but I don't worry about it. I was telling my wife, hey, can I take off? You want to take off SNY Wednesday or Friday, maybe get the tree? And she's like, no, don't do that, whatever. You know, Sammy's still sick or whatever. I was like, Mitch, I might need to take you up on that offer. He was texting me this morning, sending me pictures of the tree.
That's who you were on the phone with in the office? Come on, man. Hop, did you hear this?
Yeah.
Mitch went and got his tree for him.
I appreciate it. Mitch is a good friend.
Mitch is a great guy. I met him the other night in the Coliseum. Great guy.
Sent him the Venmo. I was like, tell me what it is. I need a 7-footer. Make sure they cut a little off the bottom. Drop it off by the garage.
Oh, my. I mean, this guy's got servants for him at this point.
I mean, let's be serious here. Jeez. I think Mitch will do anything for you. Well, there's a rough night. I said, think he's getting the first call.
I said, Mitch, if you don't mind on your way back from picking up the tree, can you get my wife a birthday card, too?
Now, I got a question for you, Sal.
It's a good one, like heartfelt.
Yeah. Read them all, buddy. Come on, spend a good hour. You know, I don't care if it's $8 or $9, which all the cards are at this point. So, quick question, though, before I get back to these giant calls.
I can't believe I actually did this. My father would kill me.
Wow.
I had no choice.
You did.
It's December 17th.
Yeah, I did have another choice. I'm not going to belabor it because you finally got the freaking tree. But what you could have done was, now, my buddy who texted me and gave you the place where you live,
right?
Apparently, as you said, they're open until 6. But, Sal, there are when you're driving home, you get off, whether it's 280 or whatever. But don't you see these places that are open all night?
No, I couldn't find them.
Oh, my God.
See, on Long Island, I knew where they were because I lived there for years. In Jersey, I'm looking and I'm like,
I see them everywhere.
I don't see any of them. Right. And then I search all my way home. I'm like, let me just search. And I search tree farms or whatever.
Tree
a half
farms.
Hour away. I'm like, I'm starving. Screw this tree. Yeah. I need to go eat. I want to go home and eat, maybe watch a little Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Those games stunk, by the way.
Yeah, they were atrocious.
So why didn't you, in a world where we can order food to our door via apps and order, you know, gifts and products from halfway across the world, why did you not order a tree?
Well, I kind of did.
Well, but I mean, in a way that's not so demeaning to Mitchell. Nah, just kidding, Mitch.
No, he offered.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, now he won't. He's like, oh, I just want an invite when the tree goes up. My like,
yeah. He's trying to weasel his way into the celebration. No. How much was it? Let me guess, 7-footer? You don't even know what kind it is. So, you know, if I say balsam fir, you won't even know. Douglas fir. I'm going to say it was 100.
Yeah, that's what I...
About 100?
I think it was, with tip, it was like $90.
Tip for Mitchell or tip for the guy who cut the tree?
Wait, tip for Mitchell, it total was $100.
Yeah, hey, come on.
He said it was 90, I sent him $100. Mm. Hey, give him some Surfsides or something next time I see him.
Wow.
But yeah, thank you. I gotta get it done. I mean, I gotta be efficient here.
Resourceful, yes. It's nothing I would be proud of, though, at that point.
I'm not proud of it.
All right.
I'm not proud of it. My wife did give approval. Once she gave the approval last night, she said, he would do that?
That's all that matters. Yeah, true, but...
If, you know, she's sick, Sammy's sick, they don't want to be bothered. Really, what I should have said was, honey, you're home all day. You drop Sammy off at school.
You go get it.
Yeah, I'm all for equality.
Chainsaws in the garage.
You don't even have to take it off. Just have the guys throw it on top of the roof. Tie it to the roof of your truck. I'll get it off when I get home, but you could go pick it up.
Now you have a beautiful new home, and a 7-footer is a pretty decent size, and I'm sure Mitch found a good one. But the joy that you don't get, and this is what is unforgivable... dad to dad, man to man.
Yeah.
Is cutting it off the top of the car, that little white rope that's a pain in the ass to get off. Yeah. Cut that, snip it, ding dong, walk in the house.
I know.
Wifey and baby see daddy coming home with the big tray.
I can still do that except it's a stranger. The snip part. Yeah, no, it's still outside. You didn't bring it in.
Watch Mitchell sitting by the fireplace right now having hot cocoa, decorating it.
Right, Mitch, just wait there tonight. Help me get it in the stand.
Yeah,
and why don't you put the balls on it, too?
While you're at it, exactly. Go fill it up with water, put the tree stand, and drop an aspirin in it.
Let's get back to the Giants calls. Frank is calling from Orlando. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, guys? Let me start off by saying I completely respect you both. I respect what you're saying, but that's where I got to stop because – I can't disagree more that Dable and Shane, they don't need to go. Mara's got to stop meddling, butting in. Yep, McAdoo was a jerk, but
he wasn't a jerk.
Yeah, pull the plug. You know what? I don't know. Maybe he was socially inept. Put it to you that way. He couldn't handle certain things.
They couldn't wear a suit that fit to the opening press conference. I mean, my God.
That's right.
You're a millionaire. You're the head coach of the Giants. You can't find a suit that fits? We all should have known it was over from that point.
Eli had to stop. Nice. You know, Eli had to stop, step down. Geno was maybe not the right move at the time.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, the rumors came out that McAdoo was the only one screaming for Mahomes in the draft.
That's true.
And Frank,
can I ask you a question? So I get it, and we've done it as well, just to connect the dots and have this Giants thread of ineptitude. So we've gone to the past as well. You called, though, and you said that Dable and Shane should not be fired. I respect that. That's your opinion. I get that. But you haven't told me what they've done to deserve a return or another year. You've told me about the day, you know, McAdoo and the suit and the other stuff, and he's a dope. What have these guys done?
So here's what they've done. Very simple.
Okay.
You have three failed head coaches 2 years in a row. So what is that? 6 years failed head coaches. You brought in Dable. What did he do? He took a quarterback he didn't really want, and he made it work.
Yep.
Somehow manufactured coach of the year, manufactured a playoff run, went to Minnesota, beat Minnesota. Right,
then what?
In
Get
Minnesota.
To the good part. Yeah, then what?
The end.
Okay, so then you lost. Right. But now you're stuck with a quarterback you didn't really want, but
Frank,
Mara
they've had 2 years since then. They haven't even been, they're 2-12. Like, come on.
Well, how do you argue the owner when the owner says, I got to give this guy a shot. We've screwed him up. We've had too many coaching changes, too many this. But this guy
Frank,
that you brought
you're,
in,
you're missing. But you're missing the point. They're not 2-12 because of Daniel Jones.
No, they're 2-12 because Mara kind of held their hands. You have no real talent. You have no real depth.
Yeah.
And
Frank, hold on a second, Frank.
A quarterback.
I think that they're 2-12, and thanks for the call there, buddy. I think they're 2-12 because the GM hasn't got enough good players, and that's it. I think most people kind of feel that way. You don't have to. I respect that. But you still haven't really told me what they've done well.
Well, he just said they're 2-12 because they stink. They don't have any depth or good players. Yeah, okay, well, whose fault is that?
It's another excuse.
It's their fault. They built this team. Shane and Dable built this team. Their handprints are all over this thing. Is it fair to properly evaluate a general manager in just 3 years? Probably not, but you know what? You could be more competent. Like some of the worst that we've seen, some of the worst GMs that we've seen, the freaking Joe Douglas and Robert Sala didn't have this bad a year. 2-12?
No. No,
I mean, the first year with Zach Wilson was bad. I don't remember the exact.
I think it was 7 wins. Maybe, wait. Maybe it was Sala won 7.
Like, this is not Adam Gase level bad.
Even Gase won 7-9 one year.
Yeah, but his second year was bad. But think about that. Like, this is beyond. I defended Shane and Dable after last year. I defended them after the slow start this year. I cannot defend them anymore.
Yep. I don't want to hear the excuses. Oh, what'd you get on your test? Oh, you got a 73. Well, the teacher didn't do a good job teaching or communicating, or I didn't feel well, or kids were talking when I was trying to focus. Fantastic. You got the 73. That's on you.
Ben is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Listen, I'm not going to go as far as the previous caller of saying that Dable and Shane are just like puppets of Mara, and it's not their fault at all. I will push back a little on you, BT, as me personally, as a lifelong Giants fan.
Yeah.
I do think that as bad as things have looked and gotten, we have seen franchise QBs turn things around, and if they've identified Cam Ward or Shadur, and thank God, hopefully they'll win another game, as their guy, then as bad as a stench is, do you really remember in a bunch of months from now how bad with a dumb plane flying overhead? Which, by the way, I don't need to defend John Mara, he's a multi-billionaire, but to blame Mara for hiring Dable and Shane out of the Bills organization.
Well, listen, Ben, hold on a sec, though. Ben, I'm not going to really care about the plane. I don't get too wrapped up in that. Obviously, I know that it's now twice and it's probably going to be the third time here. You know who won't forget it as easily? The owner. And I'm not saying that that should be the impetus for change, that, okay, hey, listen, public sentiment, but it's, at some point you've got to at least, you know, read the tea leaves of your fan base, which at this point, now you're a little counter to what I think a lot of Giant fans think at this point, but I'm still waiting for the first person to call up and say, here's what Brian Dable has done well. Here's what Joe Shane has done well. We could sit here all day.
Right.
And we could go in circles about other things, how the organization's malfunctioned and missed on that, and this is the reason, and this is their fault. Okay, fantastic. I got it. There's always circumstances. There's always reasons for things to occur that might be out of your control. But you control who you draft. You control who you develop. The Giants are the worst team in football. There's nothing to debate. They're not going to win 6 or 7 games, which would be a disappointment. They're probably going to win 3, most likely 2. I don't know how you ignore that.
And you would ask me early on when I was defending Dable, okay, well, why? And I said, well, year one, obviously. And then even last year, I thought there were signs of a team that was just ravaged by injury, but he kept them together. They were playing hard. They ended up winning some games. Okay, yeah, well, it cost them a top pick, sure. But if I'm defending Dable, I saw a team that I thought was well coached a year ago.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. Like, there's nothing I could say to fight you off on what do I believe in Dable in. That's legit or that's tangible based off of this year. Same goes for Joe Shane as well.
Yeah, and by the way, I try not to operate this way, though I have in the past. If you tell us that you just have a gut feeling that these men are going to get the job done, all right. I mean, I'm not exactly hang my hat on that, but I'm not going to shout you down. But again, it goes back to the inability to actually point to tangible stuff for a reason to return.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls, working the Jets part of the conversation. Want to get some baseball as well. 888-808-1019.